Welcome to Improv 409, the podcast that shines a spotlight on the improv community right here in Toledo, Ohio. Each episode, I'll sit down with local performers to talk about what makes improv exciting, terrifying, hilarious, and life-changing. You'll get behind-the-scenes stories, personal journeys, and maybe a few scenes and laughs along the way. If you've ever wondered what really happens on and off the stage, or if you've thought, improv sounds fun, but I could never, then you're in the right place. You'll get the Improv 411 here on Improv 419. I'm your host, Lindsay, and welcome. Today's guests are two best friends who stepped into level one together and have been yes-anding ever since. We have Jake Jankowski and Joe Scalise. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
Jake and Joe, thank you for joining me here on Improv 419.
Thank you for having us. This is very exciting. And, I mean, what a cool, like, hobby to get into.
Yeah. Recording podcasts.
Creating. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having us.
We're so super excited. Yeah. Talking to you guys is always fun, but I'm excited to learn about your improv history. That's what this podcast is all about, is improvisation. So when did you guys start?
I actually don't even know, Jake, because we can give a little lore. You, Jacob Jankowski, lived in Cincinnati for a long while going to school. In post-college career, he somehow got into improv in Cincinnati. And then when he came back home to me, he suggested we do Glass City Improv, and it was kind of out of the blue. So yeah. I actually don't even know what prompted you to do it down there,
yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah, I'll answer for you, and you answer for me.
Okay, yeah, that's, I love that. I like that.
No, yeah, so I lived in Cincinnati for a while, like 7 years, and I found Cincy Improv down there. I sat on it for about a year. You know, pretty much didn't have the confidence to jump in right away. So a year went by, and I was like, okay, I have to take it now. And I knew I was moving home at the time. So I was like, even if it goes terribly, no one will remember me. I'll be gone. And I took my first class, and I loved it. It was uncomfortable at times, but it was so much fun. Met a lot of interesting people, great experience. And when I moved home, I was like curious to see if there was anything here like that. And Glass City Improv was here. And little did I know what a cool community I was walking into. And that's when I reached out to Joe for level one. Joe?
Yeah. Yeah, he reached out to me, texted me, you want to do improv? And I'm like, ah, I don't know, maybe. And then, like, I think I just let time elapse to the point where it's like, do you want to do it? We have to make a decision. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to do improv? I don't know.
It's not something you thought about before?
No, I mean, I did always have, like, Whose Line Is It Anyway? I enjoyed, but I never watched it religiously or anything. I was never tuning in, but when it was on, I was like, this is very nice. So Jake brought it to my attention. I did the classic, like, yeah, maybe. And then, like, when he circled back to me, I brought it up to my wife, and she was like, just do it. And I'm like, all right, I guess. So then we did. We started doing it, and it was fun. I feel like we have a good, Glass City Improv has a nice setup of, like, progressing through the classes together. It's very nice when you have a little group going. Maybe some people lag behind or some people don't take the next level of it, of going through, like, level one, two, three. But it was a very nice time, and Jake's been doing it. I mean, I took kind of, like, a year off, but... You know,
yeah,
it's also fun. How we met.
Yeah, it's how too. We met. Yeah. Oh, yeah,
we all took
it's
level how we one met. Together.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm.
I feel like you lapped us.
How so? I don't think so.
You're just too good.
Well, no, not at all. I think since the first class, you two together, especially, you have like a familiarity with each other. So,
yeah,
are you very like bit forward friends? If you guys feel like you do a lot of bits together.
Do you think so?
Maybe not.
I do more bits with other associates of mine.
Yeah. I'm trying to reflect.
Jake and I are pretty business-oriented when we're one-on-one. I mean, we do bits sometimes. We definitely have a, our relationship, I feel like you can attest to this or disagree, agree or disagree, is, you know, we goofed around to an extent.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, we, our whole friendship was pretty much based on goofing around, having a good time, being kids.
Yeah.
And I think when we started doing improv together, we had that familiarity, which is so... I really value that with scene partners. It's, mm-hmm. Am I already comfortable with you? And performing with Joe, it was, you know, kind of like we already have that dynamic to push and pull. And I kind of know your thinking patterns and
yeah.
We can play off each other pretty well. So it's been cool taking classes together.
In level one, like, that was very apparent. Like, it was a seamless kind of transition, I think, of your friendship onto stage.
Could you tell that we were
stage.
Friends? Like, how...
Well, you walked in together.
Oh, we were holding hands.
That's a good point.
You skipped in through
we
the door
holding
hands.
We didn't touch a lot. Yeah, you're right.
No, I think it just comes across that you guys know your each other's sense of humors, senses of humors.
yeah.
And it plays well together.
Who, yeah. It's interesting to me. What is your perception, Lindsay? Because, like, I am that one. I would never have done improv without Jake.
Mm.
Like, whatever perception I give off of being outgoing or, like, adventurous is not the case in reality. Like, there's no way I would have ever done improv without Jake.
That's a little shocking to hear.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
I was thinking that when I was mentally preparing for this. Like, Jake is the adventurous one.
I'm your Sherpa for improv.
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, like, no, if he would never nice. Have, if he would have never bothered me again about doing it, I would have been like, yeah, he asked me to do improv. Oh, yeah, you asked me to do it. We never did it. As opposed to, like...
Just let it go by.
Yeah.
Was anybody else in the running to do the class with you?
Oh, was there, like, a backup to Joe Scalise?
Or why was it Joe Scalise that you chose?
I knew he would thrive in it.
Wow.
Yeah. Because you're very outgoing. And in improv, you have to be willing to, you know, relinquish control. And you're supportive. You're a good listener. So I thought, you know, Joe's going to dig this. He's going to enjoy this community aspect, getting out of the house once a week, getting silly, yeah. Getting weird. I wanted to explore this hobby with my best bud.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Joe, have you thanked Jake for this
thank
opportunity?
You. This is first live on air. Well, not live. It was live at one point, but yes, thank
it's
you.
It's live.
This
at
is the first
moment.
Time ever. Thank you. Thank you, Jacob.
It's been fun. Thanks for.
It has been fun. And it's a fun, I feel like for us, maybe you appreciate this as well. It's like, it feels like you're solving a problem with improv.
Yeah.
When you're trying to start a scene and it's like, what are we even doing here? Like, how am I supposed to do this correctly? Or, like, attempt to, like... So this past class that we've taken, like, I was trying to diagnose every scene we did. Like, how am I going to, like, get into this? Whether it's, like, start with an emotion or do something, play some sort of game to, like, get myself into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's interesting because you mentioned relinquishing control before. And you seem like a person that likes to be prepared and...
Yeah.
Very, like... thought forward, like, think ahead.
Yeah.
And with improv, it's the complete opposite of that.
Yep. Yeah. I think improv, you know, it's scary for a lot of reasons. You know, working skills that you don't usually get to work. And I think that's the beautiful thing of it. And with most things in life that you're uncomfortable with is just go towards it and, like, do it.
Mm-hmm.
And the growth happens by doing it, by going towards the fear.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you feel a similar way.
Yeah. Agree. No, yeah, I mean, like, Jake is super, like, prepared guy. I mean, we can't obviously see it, but he wrote all of Lindsay's questions out.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
So, like, he's a prepared guy. So, like, doing improv is a nice exercise and, like, staying on your toes and on your feet. I think maybe I'm a little more between us, like, and naturally like that. I guess a lack of prayer. That's why improv rocks, because you just don't have to even really do anything.
You show up. Yeah.
I do have to try out sketch, even though we're on an improv podcast. I do need to try sketch, but the thing I love about improv is just, like, it's always there. It's like, just do it.
That's a great balance between you both, though. Yeah. I think that's the yin and yang.
It's the marriage, if you will, of us.
It's the Scorpio Capricorn.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Which is which?
Take a guess.
I was going to say, like, he's got to... Wait, you're the Capricorn?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to do reverse.
Ah.
Mm.
No.
No. I got to think about that later. I got to process.
I got yeah.
What are you?
I'm a Taurus. I'm grounded.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Stubborn, grounded. Have you noticed that improv has affected your friendships? Have you bonded?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Been more vulnerable? Are you more vulnerable? Do you feel
with
vulnerable doing improv together? Or
I don't know. I think we're the same. You think it's ground us, Jacob?
I don't think we've really exercised what we've learned.
With each other?
Yeah. Like, we need to take this show on the road.
You absolutely do.
What does that mean? What do you mean by this?
A two-man band.
Cross country.
Yeah.
Okay.
And put...
Start making some moolah off this?
Maybe not making money.
Volunteer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I would love to see you guys do a duo. I've been pushing for that since level one.
You were
I'm an encourager.
Yeah. I remember when you first suggested that. What a great idea. Maybe terrible, though.
No, it's a great idea.
Yeah, I don't know. How do you think it's affected our relationship?
I think we were always silly.
Yeah.
Growing up. But, I mean, it's not like we really grew up together. We met freshman year of high school, gym class.
Gym class.
Yeah. And from pretty much day one, we were silly, goofy. So improv was just a vehicle for us to do it more formally. I don't think it really shaped us to evolve, but I think that's still unrealized potential.
Mm. Yeah, unrealized potential is a good way to put it.
So then how about externally? Have you found, like, if you go out into the world together, like, are you more social with people or?
I don't know about together. It's not like we're not married, Lindsay.
You are. He keeps saying.
We're married, yeah.
He's like, you came home to me.
I think that
Cincinnati.
I find more confidence in just being like, just talking to people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure.
I agree. Like, the public speaking aspect of improv and the listening skills, I think I can apply that every single day, whether I'm at work or going to the grocery store, you know, striking up conversation with strangers. It's such a great skill to improve upon within yourself, and improv allows you to improve week after week on that. And the stakes are low, right? Because you're just playing games with your friends. So you wouldn't think like, oh, I'm going to these classes to be a better listener and to be a better public speaker. But you leave and you realize those skills out in the wild, so to speak.
Yeah. It's a safe environment to try.
Yeah.
And then try again the following week and try again.
Yeah.
Just over and over.
Yeah. But you never really feel like you're failing in an improv class, you know?
Really?
Yeah. Do you feel like you failed, Joe?
Not necessarily that extreme or that, like, dramatic, but, like, there is most certainly, like, you do some scenes, you're like, we weren't in rhythm. But what the lesson it teaches you is, like, even if it's in everyday life where you need to, like, if you're at, you know, work and you need to have some sort of teaching moment, leadership moment, coaching moment, whatever, and it maybe doesn't go exactly how you would have loved it to have went in terms of the verbal communication, like, whatever. There's next time.
Right, you move on quicker.
Same with improv, yeah. It's like, all right.
Yeah, that's probably the number one thing I love about improv.
You don't get hung up on it, and then it provides a confidence to just then next time, it's almost everything's more natural.
Yeah, I'm not sitting in bed or in the shower being like, oh, why did I say that?
Right, flashbacks to it. I've had that all throughout level one and two. It kind of only recently went away where I'm like,
PTSD's gone.
Yeah.
The trauma's gone.
I'm no longer traumatized by it. Is there something you notice when you do improv now compared to level one where you're like, I'm very impressed with myself, or you can feel that
difference? You're shaking yes? No.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm still a level one guy.
Well, I noticed that I mean, when I took my first improv class, the showcase, I was terrified to go out. You know, shaking, anxiety beyond, you know, anything I'd felt in a long time. And now, you know, probably 5 or 6 showcases later, I'm still nervous, but I'm not as nervous. You know, I'm much more comfortable in my element there.
What do you think that shift is, or when that shift happened?
Probably like around my 3rd or 4th show. And just knowing like, oh, this is just like any other week at practice. Just, you know, playing with your classmates. This is nothing new, really. You've just got some audience members. That's and most nice. Of them are, you know, family and friends. So right. it's comforting.
But you're a pretty well-traveled man now. You're kind of a weathered guy. Because you did the bachelor degree, level 1, 2, 3. And then you did like a level 4 type thing. And then didn't you do a monthly too?
You did a monthly.
I did.
This guy did a monthly, and then you just did that little improv festival we had.
Yeah,
you've done a lot.
I just
you've like doubled my stuff, my resume. You've got like another page and a half.
This is why I do it, is because it's like mental health for me. You know, I add it to my self-care routine because it's good for me. It allows me to, you know, work on those skills, work on myself. When I first took the first improv class, it was really me. It was a liberating moment because I was doing something for me, which, you know, sometimes a lot of people don't do things for themselves. And signing up for a class, whether it's improv or art or, you know, a different creative outlet is great for expressing yourself and to, you know, find out more about yourself.
That's beautiful. It really is. It's so nice. I'm curious if there's somebody listening, if you have any advice for them, if they want to start out and maybe are a little fearful.
Just do it. I'm trying to get a couple folks signed up.
Good.
Tough cookies. I'm going to have to send them this link.
It's like jumping into water. You just got to just go.
Yeah, I mean, I do, like, I have a couple close personal friends beyond Jake here that, like, we do improv so much. It's actually ridiculous. Like, sometimes I'm looking for real life advice, and I'm taking bad advice because we're doing improv. And then I'm like, I don't know when's real. Like, we literally had a safe word, and then we needed a second safe word. Because the first one would just become part of the bits.
Yep.
I think I might need a third safe word because we're, but, yeah. You know, so I think that, I don't know, you just got to do it. It's fun. And the community is so close knit. There's people that, like, you know, as we're continuing to be involved in Glass City Improv, there's people that, like, have only been around for a little bit, but they're, like, they're so comfortable with everyone in our group in the community that it's like, this person, have they been here forever? Have I just missed them? And it's like, no, that's just how the atmosphere is.
Yeah, I love that. Like every semester, the circle grows larger.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I have 100 new friends that I didn't have a couple years ago.
Yeah,
and that's pretty cool.
Would you recommend starting with a friend? Did that, you think, ease the tension?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. Everybody's different. I mean, we had someone in our last class that, like, she couldn't sign up for level 1, so she just did level 2.
Yeah, I love that.
It's like, that's crazy. This is crazy behavior.
That's really diving in.
That's really diving in.
Yeah. With a friend, solo.
With a friend's good. I mean, for us, like, we wanted to do improv together, but then it was also, like, you know, if I think it's whatever is best for you. If you want, it's a good bonding thing, or if you just want to get to know people. I mean, everybody's different. I don't know. I mean, I was prompted. I was like, you know.
You were summoned.
I was summoned. I wouldn't have done it without this guy. So it just depends. If you're like Joe Scalise, then you need a friend.
But it's also probably like an exposure thing, right? Because you didn't know about it until.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not very technologically advanced, so I don't know how I would have found this.
Can't Google.
Can't Google. Wouldn't have thought of it.
You would have like looked for rollerblading.
Yeah, I would
classes
have looked for the yeah the newspaper. I don't know where we advertised Glass City Improv, but I would have had to
not here.
You know, yeah. Look for a flyer. I don't know.
Should we jump into some improv? Dive
ooh
in.
Ooh,
yeah.
Don't mind if I do.
So 'tis the season. Our improv suggestion was Christmas. Jordan?
Yeah?
Are you ready?
I guess. As ready as I can ever be.
I think I did good this year.
Oh, boy. I think I've been good this year.
Okay, take deep breaths.
Don't shake it.
Oh. Feels pretty heavy. Wow.
It's your favorite gravy boat.
Oh, man. If only we knew how to make gravy.
We do know how to make gravy.
Let me open up mine.
Sam?
Oh, wow. It's an Elvis Presley cookbook that specializes in gravy recipes.
Thanks, Mom.
You're so welcome, boys. You were very good this year. And I know you love Elvis and you love your condiments.
Yeah. I've been really experimenting with so many different recipes, from Elvis to Dolly Parton gravy and
all the classics.
A lot of hits. A lot of hits to play.
All the classics of people that are dead.
Well,
Dolly Parton's deceased, right?
She's running.
She's still here?
Yeah.
She's still with us?
Yeah. See, Christmas isn't ruined. Dolly's still here. Sam, it's okay.
Sorry.
Hey, that just gives us more opportunity to make different types of gravy, depending on the status of our favorite idols.
Yeah.
Who else is on that list? I can't remember. Buddy Holly, we covered.
Yeah. They had a nice demi-glace. Not a gravy.
Sorry. That's your thing. Like, I'm so lucky. I don't even have to cook. My two boys prepare all my meals.
Yeah. Thank you. Sorry for the... I know that all this gravy and sauces has really affected your physical health.
It doesn't sit well. I would love something a little more substantial, but I'm encouraging your dream.
It feels like you're blaming the victim, though. You got us a gravy boat and a sauce. You got me so many books of sauces with a lot of sodium.
It's the sacrifices I have to make as a mother.
You're always making sacrifices and giving us the most thoughtful
gifts.
When
you pass away, we'll write a cookbook about you.
Okay. Will it have to be, like, liquid related?
Yeah.
Okay. That's okay. You're my two guys.
Yeah. We could also do maybe like a cookbook depending on moods with our potato selections. We've had that idea cooking for a bit.
Cooking. You're so witty. You guys, I'm so proud.
Yeah.
But I think it's time we should give Mom her present, right?
Yeah.
You got me something.
It's small.
We tried.
It's small. We put it.
Oh my gosh.
We put it together this morning with the little time we had.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, this is just enough. I don't even have to open it. Like, this is so thoughtful.
But you should open it.
Maybe she shouldn't.
I mean, it's just so darling
just
and dear.
It.
Okay.
It is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's the neighbor's cat.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
She's so cute.
She wasn't easy
She's
to get.
She's covered in gravy.
Yeah.
We thought that the cat liked that gravy the most. But
she seems...
Careful, she's been dead for a while.
Okay. No. She's just like Dolly Parton. She's fine.
No,
do you not know what that means?
No. Dolly Parton and the cat are both dead.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
She's moving.
I don't know.
She's fine. She loves the gravy. You guys did great.
We
will have to give this back to Barbara.
We did our best with what we had with little time.
It was very thoughtful. You guys have never thought of me before. It's usually me just giving you cookbook after cookbook.
But we do cook every Thanksgiving, so that is kind of like a gift in of itself.
I suppose. Very esoteric. It's enough.
Yeah, well, my friends at school, their moms cook for Thanksgiving.
And I never will.
And we love you for that.
We got you a dead cat.
She is. As a present. You have to give her back.
We will.
To the neighbors. Yeah. Or else you'll be on the naughty list next year. Won't. Take her back. She's moving, Sam. Sam, that's when things are moving.
Acknowledge that this cat is moving.
It's moving, but and that's just because of the muscles.
Well, thank you guys so much for being here. That was a blast.
Thanks for having us. It was a pleasure.
Anything you want to leave with? Say bye to the listeners?
Nope. Happy holidays.
Yeah. Yeah. Happy holidays. Thank you for having us.
Thank you to WGTE, Voices Around Us, and our producer, Chris Pfeiffer, for making this podcast possible. And of course, thank you to today's guests for sharing their stories and their love of improv. You can find Improv 419 at wgte.org/improv419 or any podcast streaming platform. And finally, thank you to you, the listeners, for tuning in and supporting. Please check out the other wonderful podcasts, part of the Voices Around Us series, and stay tuned for more Improv 419 episodes.
WGTE. Voices Around Us.